This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Come on, you know I'm right. Democrat debate tonight's going to be fireworks. You know it. 855-839-1210. You know, I tell you, the amazing thing about this, on Twitter, at Rich Cioli, Facebook.com/Cioli Show. Connect with us, Facebook.com/Cioli Show. You know, the best part about this is that we are going to have just a ton of fun this year together. We are going to have so much fun. And for many of us, this is kind of like our Super Bowl, which is fantastic. I'll tell you something, though. People are drinking less wine. Dawn, thanks for the great wine you gave me, by the way. That was so nice. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And but I saw a story today in the Wall Street Journal that for the first time ever, Americans' wine drinking has gone down.
Huh.
Yeah, and who's ruined wine? Millennials. They're drinking other things now.
What are they drinking?
First of all, a lot of them are drinking those sparkling seltzers, the hard seltzers, which are terrible for you.
Yeah.
They're terrible for you. And
very bad.
And
I don't know why, but you know.
What's that?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
They're very bad.
They're bad. They're just bad. Beer. They're not drinking beer as much anymore. They are drinking the hard stuff. Mezcal. Big time mezcal. But wine consumption is going down.
For now.
They think a lot of it is that as they get older, they get more refined and they enjoy a nice glass of wine.
They're fickle. They'll change it tomorrow.
You're right.
They're fickle.
You're right. Now, you know what? Wine in cans, though, is making a big surge. And a lot, there's some really good wine in cans, believe it or not. You look very skeptical right now.
Yeah, I mean, you did. You know, we had a wine tasting, right? And So in the summer, I could see it, a cold, if it's a chilled
right
type. But red wine, I don't know, not in a can.
The nice thing about drinking wine in a can is that it's easier to hide it at the beach versus pulling out a giant bottle, right, uncorking it, tasting it, swirling the glasses. Like you're on the beach in Wildwood, you know what I mean? It's a little bit much. So
you're not very inconspicuous,
right?
Like you're doing that when you're bringing.
Yeah,
gotta let it breathe. You're putting it on a breathe blanket, chilled. You bring one of those things you get at a restaurant on the beach. Put it there to put your wine in it. Cops walk over. They're like, "Really? You're not even trying, are you? What? No, that's not wine. That's grape juice.
No solo cup for you.
Yeah, right. No, you have. You know, you're nice. What are those nice glasses that Jack Tomasello gave us? The Riedels, the really expensive wine glasses. No, officer, this glass is made for this wine. You gotta understand, it's a sensory perception thing. No, the can on the wine makes it easier because the wine can makes it easier because you can keep them on ice in your cooler and then, you know, what are you drinking? A Coke. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
I'm just thinking of somebody with a decanter and
on the beach,
sitting on the beach, and just
decanting it, swirling it, tasting it, doing the whole thing. You know what I mean? It's fantastic. I love it. Yes. A big part of the problem, they say, is that with millennials and young people is they don't like the fact that they open a bottle of wine and they can't drink the whole thing and then it goes bad. Which, remember, I gave you that, what the hell you call that thing? That thing, the Coravin?
Yes.
And you put it in, you're able to get one glass of wine or two glasses of wine. A lot of people make the mistake of opening a bottle of wine and keeping it in their fridge. My parents do this for like weeks. And I'll go to visit them, and I'll go, hey, they go, you want a glass of wine? Sure. And I'll go, what the hell is this vinegar? When did you open this? Last month we opened it. Why? It's been in the fridge. It's fine.
Wait, so you if you don't finish a bottle at night, do you then put it on the counter?
No.
What do you?
So first of all, you got it.
What's that?
You have to put it in the basement or your the stocker wine cellar.
Yes, yeah. The sprawling wine cellar, yes. We were on our trip to Italy. Our wonderful listener trip, I guess it's almost a couple of years ago now. Anyway, we went to a winery in Tuscany, and they make amazing wines. And the question that was asked the most was, when I open a bottle of wine, how long can I keep it for? And the Italian winemakers were like, no, just to drink it. Eh? It's just a drink. It's not a, like, can I drink it for like a week? Can I keep it out for a week? No. Like an hour, like a drink it, just a drink it. Eh? But they have, that's the nice thing about a can is that you can just have one can, because whoever really just doesn't finish a whole bottle of wine when it's open is the other question, right?
Exactly.
And there we go.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard, like you try and be good, because I'm the guy who always leaves just a little bit in. Like, I didn't finish this bottle.
Yeah, it's I got
one little.
I got enough for if a bug falls in here. Yeah. That bug can still swim around.
See, so
I'm not an alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm good. I didn't finish the whole bottle. There's enough for maybe half
I do the same thing. I the next day, I'm like, well, this isn't enough for glass.
Yeah, I know. So you have to open another bottle. Yeah. Yes.
So it becomes a repeating cycle right there. Terrible. Terrible. We are going to do our Down and Derby wine event again this year, and I'm excited about that because we're going to do 2 wine tastings on the show a month. And it was easy in the afternoons. We could always use a nice glass of wine. Starting our day with a glass of wine, though, is going to be an entirely new proposition for us. So,
yeah, I can't.
You can definitely. Come on.
It's the new 6:40 a.m. wine tasting.
It is, yeah. And it's literally 5 p.m. somewhere, in Australia. You know, that's going to be the new thing. But that'll be fun. The other thing, millennials have ruined everything, of course, obviously. But they've ruined, and this is not a terrible thing, but the big mass beer producers, they're kind of saying no to them, and they want more craft, local, Yinglings and those kind of beers, which is good. I think that's probably good, too. But those canned seltzers, I never really got into those. I don't get it. They have different flavors. And you can bring them to the beach. They're cans, so they're meant to go on the road, which is good. Otherwise, to bring a bottle of tequila and grapefruit juice and your shaker and a mix to make the cocktail on the beach and you're shaking it, you know what I mean? And you're running up and getting ice, running back down to the beach. It's a little obvious, so you're trying to hide it.
You bring a sommelier with you.
I got to come around and go, sir, we have, this is our French selection, brings a wine cart out. It's not easy.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.